Scissor Bros ASMR episode will begin in 60 seconds.
Look at me, I'm having so much fun. They'll get this. Will they use this? I think they'll use this in like a promo shot. This is the type of shit they love. Look at the comedians, they're wacky. No, they'll definitely use this. You know they'll use it. Jeremiah, act like you're like just doing stuff to me. Like, it's Friday night at 8. That'll be a promo right there. And in the black, they could leave this part in. People definitely watch his show.
Dude, he's lying. He knows how to play.
0-1. Son of a gun.
Scissor Brothers. That should be the loudest that we are.
That's the loudest that you should be the whole episode, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you gonna be that far away from your mic? Or are you gonna hit the top of it like I am?
I'll make sure that I do this.
I like that better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you keep this ASMR whisper voice the whole time, okay?
Okay.
Because we want people to be really calm down when they hear it. Even that, the way you breathe has to be ASMR-like. Go ahead. You could introduce the episode.
Welcome to another edition of Scissor Bros.
ASMR style.
This episode, Steve has requested that we do the episode completely in ASMR.
The whole way through, I want people to be entertained, but at the same time, I want them to feel relaxed. Even so, where they could fall asleep listening to our whisper voices.
I'm gonna be honest.
What?
I don't know how long I can do this for.
But this is the kicker. Think of it as a theatrical exercise that you would do for maybe an acting class that you would take in Santa Monica. Did you want to start this off with an ASMR type of song? I think this will be a very fun exercise.
We could, but if you listen closely, you can hear a plane flying overhead as part of this ASMR, right?
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
We are.
That adds to the
ambience.
I thought of that word.
Do you like ambience or do you like ambiance? Or do you like ambiance?
I like them both.
Ambience whenever you're in a room with Beyonce. If you listen closely, there's one bird chirping outside.
That's included in this ASMR experience. Dude, I want them to get the underlying overall nurturing and meditational feeling of this whole episode.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I'm on a drug right now.
You have to really be mentally strong and disciplined to make it through this ASMR exercise, because the minute you use your vocal cords, we can no longer label it ASMR.
I wanted to play the saxophone this episode. But Steve told me that sax is not an ASMR instrument. He said that me decided to go in a different direction with a nice harp. Be careful with those keys over there, brother. In a nice, soothing tone. I hope that if you're listening to this right now, that you're not driving any automobile or heavy machinery, because I feel like you could easily get drowsy or very relaxed listening to the sounds of our voices and the beautiful keys.
Can you please go, please go into the song? That's why I was kind of trying to set you up for a song, but it's fine. Did you want me to play something else as well?
That was the intro to the song that I was about to sing.
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry. Okay. So, continue.
Okay. Am I allowed to sing in ASMR?
You have to sing in ASMR. You can't use your vocal cords because it has to be all whispers. So, whatever you plan to sing, it has to be in your whisper voice.
Relaxing. Don't you have dates to block?
Oh, that's right.
There's a new Stand Up on the Spot episode premiering this Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with Tony Baker, Jesse Mapaluso, Josh Potter, Todd Glass, and myself. And then I'll be in Phoenix at the beginning of June, June 2nd through 4th. And don't you have some other dates of plug that are escaping me?
June 16th to the 19th, Cesar Bros will be at his summer camp at Camp Raw. Go to CampRAHH.com. Also, June 29th, we'll be doing a Cesar Bros live at the Ontario Improv. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, we hope to see you there. And as always, check us out for bonus fun content on Patreon to be a part of our fun clubhouse. Hope to see the camp, and let's get back into this special ASMR episode of Scissor Bros.
I'm holding it. I held it.
No, you didn't. It just went out of your freaking mouth.
I know. This is bad, isn't it? Go ahead. I want you to talk about your concerns about this.
Why are you setting me up to scold you right now?
No,
you're setting me up to scold you.
I don't want
you
to scold me, but as my sister brother, I want
you. Asked my permission if you could vape in the garage. I said no, and then you said that you did it, and then you said, "But what do you think of my habits?"
I know, but I like when you do that. I want you to state your concerns about the bad.
The A for ASMR stands for argue.
No, the A stands for all loving. So, what's going on?
I got text messages that I thought my phone was on silent.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay, so I'm
gonna talk about disrespectful. Okay, so my apologies.
It's okay. So this thing is called I used to do Juul, but this particular one.
Like the singer.
No, Juul, J-U-U-L. The.
Well, like the people.
Yeah, the vape company. They used to have flavor called Virginia tobacco.
Yeah.
But for those little capsules, I mean, it'd be like $20 to $28 for like four of them or something. So it's very expensive.
How many loads of laundry is that at the laundromat?
How many loads of laundry that would be? I could have done a lot of laundry with that money, because I make my laundry stretch. I consolidate, like my lab at the laundromat, I consolidate. I put everything in one washer.
I'm aware.
It's the one I go to, is off Sunset Boulevard. Kind of near Guitar Center, near Sunset Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah, going back to this. So I could no longer, back in the day, afford those Juul capsules or whatever. And so, but this is a disposable one. This will probably last me a week.
Okay.
And it's the same Virginia tobacco flavor that the Juul used to make. So that's why, you know, this is a temporary, probably a temporary thing that I'm doing. On top of that, I've been stressed out lately, and this is the way I'm dealing with it.
Why have you been stressed out lately?
I'm thinking a lot about the workload and like the camp and my sleeping schedule for the camp. Plus, my girl, as well as you, would like me to change, I guess, like, my sleeping schedule. And I need to for mid-June for Camp Raw. So for those of you who don't know, Zizzer Brothers will be kind of like counselors at Camp Raw.
That's stressing you out. That's a month and a half away.
What?
That's a month and a half away. Why is that stressing you out?
I think
I can't live my life like that.
I know, I'm sorry. You don't have to shame me like that.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Why don't you take it week to week so it doesn't stress you out?
Or day by day. Do a day by day song.
Or step by step, day by day.
Do it day by day.
Did you ever watch the show Step by Step?
No, I have not.
As we're coming to realize, we haven't seen a lot of the same TV shows and movies.
I grew up with Family Ties.
I loved that show.
Silver Spoons.
Didn't watch that show.
V the Final Battle.
Didn't watch that show.
And later in life, I forgot. I never... Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Oh, of course.
Do you know that
Did you have a crush on Kelly Kapowski? Or
were you more of a Jesse Spano girl?
I'm not falling for your tricks right now.
Or were you more of a Lisa Turtle?
I was going to bring up...
Which girl?
I was going to bring up...
You were going to bring up A.C. Slater.
No, Mario, the Latino guy.
A.C. Slater.
He really wrestled for Chula Vista. So,
So you had respect for him on a different level?
At CIF, the guy from Poway, his weight class was... His name was Ron Funches. And so we overheard...
His name is Ron Funches.
Not Ron Fun. Oh, no, that's the comedian's name. His name was something Funges. Ross.
Oh, that is close. That's
Ross
close.
Funges. Sorry. Sorry, Ron.
Alternate timeline, Ron Funges is Ross Funges.
So it's Ross Funges.
Oh, Ross Dresser, Les Funges.
Yes. And so outside, we overheard him talking of this other parent asking Mario who he was going to wrestle in the finals. And he called Ross Funges Ross Fungus. And I always remembered that.
Those are fighting words if I've ever heard them.
Fungus. He was actually ranked. Oh, no. What was that guy's name? His character name?
A.C. Slater.
So A.C. Slater, for real, took 8th in the state of California.
Really?
In his weight class.
Excuse us as we clear our throats.
So, you know.
So you didn't answer my question. Which girl were you?
I forgot their names. Who was the blonde one?
Well, there was kind of a blonde-esque one, but it was a kind of blondish Sandy Brown. That was Jesse Spano with the curls.
Yeah, the one with the curly hair.
Like the one that got addicted to ADHD pills.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Yes. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Did you ever...
To Kelly Kapowski.
Yes, to Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
And then to completion, you ejaculated.
Well, it was, yeah. But I masturbated her to when she was grown up. Not when she was in high school.
I wasn't implying any of that. Yeah, that's, you didn't have to even say that. I didn't think.
No, but I'm saying I didn't start jerking off until I was like 17 and a half. So like, by the time I was that old.
Oh, right.
By the time I was that old, I was closer to adulthood and she was like, she was still a babe,
let's put
you know?
The brakes on that.
What?
Put the brakes on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So you didn't start masturbating till you were in high school.
Correct.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
Thank you.
How did you even make it that far?
I didn't know about it.
But you didn't... You didn't even get erections down there.
As we found out recently on the show...
Yes?
I had no formal sex education. I want one of the challenges... I told Eric Griffin that
yes,
we need to do a sex education challenge that he refs where
he
gives us an empty worksheet of the female anatomy and see how many we can get because I don't think I would fare very well.
You know what? I could totally see him as like a sex ed teacher.
Oh, he used to be a teacher.
In like a different
timeline.
He used
to be a teacher.
But can you picture that?
Oh, yeah.
Him or being like a gym teacher.
Oh, for sure.
Like with the whistle.
And like the chips.
Or like the flag football coach.
Yeah.
In like junior high or something. Can you see him do that?
Oh, of course.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I could totally see him playing a role like that in a movie or something like that.
Yeah, the only... sex education that I remember was like in 8th grade they're like this is a penis with herpes and I looked away from the screen and I looked at the screen with the this is how you check your breast cancer.
Can a scissor sibling artist out there please recreate what he just said of him in sex ed class? away from the penis with herpes on it. Please.
This is disgusting.
Please paint it. Please draw it. Please do something with that. Thank you.
And then there was somebody who came and spoke at my school who had AIDS. And they're like, see, like, people with AIDS are normal too. And I didn't really get the point of that one.
How do you remember all these memories about your sex education class?
They're burned
into your long-term memory.
They're burned because I didn't want to look. Like, it freaked me out.
Right. What freaked you out about, do you think, like the venereal diseases or whatnot?
Well, the boobs thing fascinated me.
Why? Because they look fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, they look really good to you.
I mean...
Did they arouse you?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because the girl went like this, and, you know, they did the
yes,
check.
Yes.
But I think there was a guy thing, too, that they made us watch that was, like, checking your balls for not cancer or something like that.
Or, like, I remember the first time I actually saw, like, an uncircumcised penis. It, like, that kind of scared me, too.
It scared... My friend showed me his uncircumcised penis because I didn't believe him that he had one. And I was like, no.
Really? Oh, what grade were you in? Do you remember what grade you were in?
I was almost 18.
So you were almost 18. And what led
up to... It came up in a conversation that on a road trip that three of the guys in the car were talking about how they had circumcised penises, right? And one guy, he goes, I'm uncircumcised. And we all go, what?
Oh.
We didn't believe it because we didn't know anybody who had an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah.
And then he showed it to me and the other guys later, and I started laughing because I was uncomfortable. I was like, this is so crazy.
So, you know what? That makes me think of...
It's very cylindrical.
Yes, and then they have extra skin.
Well, I didn't pull the skin back.
I know you didn't. I wasn't implying that. But I was, you know, it's kind of like a raincoat. But have you heard of the term docking?
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, docking is when two men, one has to be circumcised, the other one has to be uncircumcised, and so the penises meet in the middle, and the uncircumcised one puts his skin over the head of the other penis.
So it's like a penis flytrap.
Don't do that right now.
Whatever
you're doing, don't do that.
I'm just saying, it was a horrible visual that you just told me.
I know. It is. But this is a real... This is a real term.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. If you look it up, it's called docking.
Hey, Steve, I'm not going to look it up.
D-O-C-K-I-N-G. Docking. And in a way, it's kind of like you're kind of having sex with another guy. Because the extra skin, the penis is inside
of another penis.
Yeah, it engulfs the head of the other penis.
Is that pleasurable?
Like that, I don't know. But you know what would be interesting?
What?
Not that we'll ever do it or anything. But like a docking challenge. And the whole room went quiet.
Pause. Wow, I'm really glad Steve talked me into this ASMR episode.
Let's ask Gerald how he thinks about...
I don't know if Gerald can whisper, I'm just telling you that.
Can we at least try? Well, go ahead. Hey,
oh,
buddy.
You know, wait. He always whispers.
Oh.
We should ask Terrence.
You're right, we've left Terrence. Let's add Terrence in this episode.
Okay.
So Terrence, go ahead, you ask him what you want to ask him.
Steve wants to know what you think about docking.
Docking means something entirely different in my community. It means my brothers and sisters being made into dogs. So no, I don't like docking whatsoever.
That is some wise... some wise words right there.
Okay, let's...
Listen, now, Steve.
Yeah, go
something on. We didn't talk about. I have a couple things we need to cut to that we're definitely not whispering in.
Yeah, but that's okay because
the majority of the
episode. Give them context because we just thought of this idea right before we started filming today.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, some of the other footage we will not be whispering in, but this main content right here we will be whispering the whole way through.
Okay.
Do you want to do a cut to segment?
Yeah, but maybe let's first do some ASMR scissors.
Okay.
Maybe if we don't need blinking scissors.
Let's do it.
Do you know how to cross your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. That's how we're going to do scissors.
So we have to cross. So this is we don't move. It's
yeah,
all in the eyes.
Yeah.
So cross your eyeballs.
Cross your eyeballs.
Into the camera.
Into the camera while counting. Okay.
Okay, ready.
You ready for this?
You have to whisper count, though.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, hold up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
That felt pretty good. See, people of all physical abilities can do that if you can cross your eyes.
Absolutely. Have you ever had, have you ever been attracted to a woman with, like, because I have, like, with one eye maybe, like, that's offset, you know, or something, like, a little different in their gaze.
It's like a little light.
What was that? I don't know. What did that sound like? That sounded like a reptilian baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
That just came from here.
The depths of your throat.
Like right here.
I liked it.
But anyway, so did you have crushes growing up? Like, I'm sure you have.
Of
like,
girls with lazy eyes. That's your question. If I had crushes on girls with lazy eyes growing up.
Yeah. That's a negative.
I didn't know many, but, I mean, if she had a good personality, then I'd probably look past the lazy eye.
Now, did you ever, did you have enough courage to, ask a girl out, like, to a high school dance? Like, do you remember the first one you asked out for, like, an actual, like, prom or, like, homecoming or something like that?
Yeah. I didn't ask many girls. One girl that I look back in hindsight that liked me, that gave me chocolate and stuff like that.
Which she gave you? She actually gave you Hershey's chocolate?
She gave me, like, one of those boxed hard chocolates.
Oh, like boxed chocolates.
Yeah,
like Forrest Gump chocolates.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the problem was, is before that, she, like, would, like, be mean to me, like, all the time.
Yes.
And then, like, on Valentine's Day, she gave me this chocolate.
Out of nowhere, and like, out of the blue, she just gave you a box of chocolates.
And her friend asked if I would go with that friend to the dance, the school dance.
Yes.
And I thought it was a setup because she was so mean to me all the time.
Yes.
So I ate the chocolate and ghosted her.
Oh, Jeremiah.
She was mean to me all the time.
I know, but were you attracted to her? Did you like her in any way? Were you attracted to her at all?
Somewhat, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I guess it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Her name's Kelly.
Right.
Yeah. I think I was afraid of what other people would think. Yeah. I used to really worry about that stuff.
Oh, me too. I remember my senior year, my prom date, her father was like the pastor of the local church. And I remember she had a curfew and the limo had to drop her off like right after the dance. And then my friends all had an after party, so I remember them hooking up and partying, and me alone in my sleeping bag just watching everyone hook up. Like, I was on the ground, like, watching all this happen around me. So I didn't really, actually have, like, the ideal, prom, you know, like, experience as far as, like, hooking up or, like, kissing a girl or, like, all that stuff. I just remember, because, you know, their dates were all, like, it's a romance, romantic experiences or whatnot, you know.
Okay, speaking of dances, what if we did a romantic scissor dance break right now?
Can I do it standing here?
Sitting there?
Sitting here.
You know what I think it should be?
Go ahead. I had an idea too, but
okay,
go ahead. I was thinking we could do a romantic scissor dance, but we can only use our hips, like kind of like hula hooping or something. So it only has to be, you have to stand up and just use the lower part of your body. But what's your idea?
I was thinking of doing the thing where...
What were you about to do right there?
What?
You look like you're gonna touch your...
Do you remember the thing where back in the day when you would act,
you would hug yourself,
but you'd act like you're kissing. You're like,
like you'd see
that. Do you remember that?
No, I absolutely do not remember
you
that. I don't know what that is.
Okay,
wait. Right there.
No, I'm gonna try to show the camera what it looks like and see if you remember anybody doing this from back in the day.
Okay, think about it. Do it properly. Do it in the correct way, please. Absolutely ridiculous. You look like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs when you do behavior like that. Can you please stop it with the noises? Do you want me to do that? I'll only do it because that looks crazy.
Did it look like I was kissing
somebody? It really did look like you were kissing someone else.
Okay, cool.
But I will only do it if we have our shirts off. Our shirts off.
I mean, I don't know.
You're gonna have to coach me on how. So do I. I don't think my arms are long enough to do that.
How about since I already did it, I coach you to do it. I just showed you how to do it. I'll coach you though.
You want me to keep my shirt on? Is that okay?
If you want to take your shirt off, then take
it off. You know what? I don't have to take my shirt off. I don't want to make it weird.
Take it off.
What? But you can't laugh like
okay,
that.
Okay, you won't.
You know what? I might as well, because I already kind of built it up for like...
Yeah.
Okay, so... are my arms long enough to do this? Like, look
at
my arms.
They are.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you guys enjoying or hating this episode with all of your guts? Let us know in the comments below. If you're still here, because this is a very experimental Scissor Bros episode.
is this the right way to do it?
Yeah, but you have to be facing the corner. And so turn around and have the mic. Like, you'll probably have to kneel on the ground. You'll have to get... Yeah. Like that. And then use the mic. This is for a dance break party. I forgot the music, Steve, and I'm not going to add in the music this time. Go lower with your right hand on your shoulder, like start rubbing your shoulder. reach the middle of your back. Okay, we did it.
Hardcore makeout session that he just had with his girlfriend Cindy Ling. If you remember, you may have seen Cindy Ling in one of her Sheath ads from a long time ago.
Scissor Brothers!
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Susie.
Did you know that the Scissor Brothers is brought to you by Display? They make signs.
Oh, that's right. Display is a one-of-a-kind metal poster designed to capture your unique passion.
They have millions of cool designs available featuring gaming, movies, comics, anime, with officially licensed designs from Bethesda, Star Wars, Netflix, and many, many more.
I mean, I really personally love Display because I put it up so quickly without, like, any power tools or, like, there's no damage to my walls. And it wasn't frustrating. Sometimes when I hang some, I'm like, ugh, it's, like, the worst. What's happening here?
And once you mount one, you can switch out a new one in a flash. Mm. And with every one that you buy, Display will plant a tree.
And I love scissories and scissory
stuff. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So that's nice. Yeah. Oh, click the link below in our description to see some of our favorite displays and get our special discount.
23% off up to 2 displays or 34% off 3 or more displays, which will be automatically applied with your cart when you click the link or use the code SCISSORBROS when you visit display.com.
It's an amazing deal and only available for a limited time.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful and it's nice. It's like a nice satin finish, but it's like black matte.
Absolutely. Let's give him some kisses.
Display.
I'm sorry, I farted, Bethany.
Sorry, my bad. Susie, you're the worst.
Displayed. Hey, Eli the Elephant, can I ask you a question?
Of course. What's up, Tony Nichols?
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language?
Well, yes, I'd love to learn Siamese.
That's not a language.
Well, what would you like to learn?
Japanese.
Okay, I would love to spreken the German if that's how you say it, right?
Awesome. Well, Scissor Bros is brought to you by Babbel. Learning a second language in school wasn't exactly a high point for some of us.
Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's a fun and easy way to learn a new language. Oh, so I could maybe spreken the German with Babbel.
That's right. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that actually use in the real world.
Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts, not AI like those other apps.
Choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. You can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes so you learn the way that's best for you.
And with Babbel's speech recognition technology, you improve your pronunciation and accent. Plus, Babbel comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Well, that sounds quite lovely, actually.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/scissorbros. That's babbel.com/scissorbros for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel.
Language for life!
Testing. So,
sounds nice.
You know why? Can I tell you how I discovered ASMR and why I wanted to do this in the first place?
It
actually, there was a time period where I could not sleep without listening to a particular ASMR, and the one that I listened to on YouTube was like a flight attendant lady, and you know it was cool because she added the ambience of the airplane, like, you know,
while being in the flight attendant, you hear the plane.
Yeah, like you could, no,
she actually was a stewardess.
No, I'm saying there's a plane outside while you're talking about it.
Oh, that's insane.
That's crazy.
But this particular one, this. She's very popular on YouTube. I think her name is Maria or something like that.
Okay.
But I remember, dude, if I didn't listen to that, I couldn't sleep. Like, I relied on that for sleep every night. She had a couple, like, bangers. Like, she had the airplane one. She had one where she was at, like, a jewelry shop and, like, showing jewelry and stuff like that. And she had another one. But, yeah, man, it really worked. Like,
it really put you in a good state.
Yeah, it was just, like, the way her voice was and the way she, just, I don't know, it just put me in a fair, it's like a hypnotic, it's like hypnosis almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully viewers and listeners at home are really enjoying this Scissor Bros ASMR.
This is an experiment for us. It's like, it was kind of, we just want to do something new for this episode.
We'll obviously never do it again, but hopefully you like those strange positive vibes that we're sending your way today.
Yes, and we always like trying new things here at Scissor Bros, and, definitely comment if you really enjoy this ASMR series. If you want us to continue doing this type of stuff, I would love to do it. And yeah, we just really appreciate the support. And did you hear the birds chirping?
Birds are chirping outside. It's very nice and tranquil.
I just love that. And you know what my wish is? For this episode, you know, I just told you about how I had to listen to that the airplane lady.
Yeah.
My wish is, what if future people in the future listen to this in order to fall asleep?
They stumble upon this.
Yes.
So it can put them. So we're wishing you good wishes before you go to sleep.
Yes.
And if you're starting your day, then let this just be a good starter to realize that you're centering yourself right now.
I like that. And, you know, another positive aspect about certain ASMR videos, because, like, that one, I only wanted to listen to that one airplane one. I'm hoping that someone chooses this one and only this one for them to fall asleep to. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is their number one pick to fall asleep. So they just...
All right.
Yes.
Now, here's a little bit of a warning. The clip that we're about to cut to...
Sorry.
...is not ASMR. What we did is we went, and a couple episodes ago, we asked Steve what his closet was like and what his shirt collection was like, and we went over to his place and went through his drawers, and he showed us his t-shirts in a special Scissor Cribs episode, like MTV Cribs.
So before you go there, just mute it if you don't want to listen to any of the loud talking. So go ahead, cut to it right
now. Welcome to Cribs, Scissor Bros edition. Today, we're going through my main man, Stevie Weeby's closet. Well, sort of. I found out that he keeps all his shirts right here in this cabinet.
Yeah, I got these cabinets at IKEA. So shout out to IKEA in Burbank. I got a lot of stuff in here from IKEA.
Like the way you say IKEA.
IKEA?
Yeah.
IKEA.
No, well, you can say however you want.
How do you say it?
I think I say it IKEA. I think I go hard on the I.
IKEA?
No, I like the way you're saying it.
I said IKEA.
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 Because okay. IKEA sounds a little bit more of a flair, like a... IKEA.
Right. Either way, it's a great store. Yeah. Great stuff there.
It's really solid.
Yeah. And
so,
especially for the Frugal Brothers, great prices.
Ooh.
Great prices. Shall we get started?
Let's get started.
So I won't go through all of it, but I bought some randoms. So this shirt I got online, it's one of my favorite rap collectives, Hieroglyphics.
How come I've never seen you wear this?
I've worn it on my podcast.
But never on Scissor Bros.
I don't know. I've worn it on mine, but I ordered it online. And shout out to Del the Funky Homo Sapien and the Souls of Mischief.
It looks brand new.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a nice kind of like a green t-shirt.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this one is...
Think about it.
The Think About It.
It's our merch.
Scissor Bros. All right. Think About It. And,
ooh, what's this blue one? I've never seen you wear that kind of material.
It's just yeah, it's a collared shirt. I got this shirt at Target.
Do you go on dates with that?
No, I wore this in Arizona when we all went to dinner.
You did?
Yeah, so okay. I wore this at dinner at the steakhouse, mm-hmm. and I got it at Target for like $19.99.
That's good. That's
okay, good. Should we keep going?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of good stuff.
This one I got at Pittsburgh, I think, at their local Goodwill.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a FedEx shirt.
Okay. Haven't worn that yet.
Okay, I like that, though.
Ooh, and this is the one that you got me.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Daniel Johnston.
Yeah. When was the last time you wore that?
It's been a while.
Interesting.
Don't guilt you. Dude, I haven't worn a lot of these. You know, the thing about me is I have a lot of t-shirts, but I wear the same ones over and over.
Well, that's why we're doing this segment.
Yeah. What else should I keep going? Oh, this is I made this. This is a Mongchi shirt that I made. I get the shirt.
I think that looks cool.
Yeah, I wear this a lot. This is like a go-to. I've worn this a lot. And this is just a Gap kind of polo shirt. I've worn this a lot.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
Ooh, this is another one that I haven't worn. And
ooh,
it's one of my favorite groups. Yeah. The Far Side.
Let's see. Oh, I like this a lot.
Yeah, so this is one of the first kind of like rap concerts I went to in high school. We went to Escondido, and the Far Side, they were playing at a small club. And it was right when they're dropping Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing their live show. It's kind of like the first time you saw one of your favorite comedians or something.
One of the first concerts I ever went to was Spoon. And when I went and saw them, I got a t-shirt for my sister and I at that concert.
And it was memorable.
Oh, I loved it.
And it's ironic because Fat Lip, I'm not going to give the location, but I've seen Fat Lip from the Far Side around Hollywood. Okay, so this is, I should wear this more. Okay.
I definitely think you should.
This is Junji Ito and... Japanese artist, comic book artist. I've worn this on a Scissor Bros.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've worn this on a Scissor
Bros.
Though. Okay.
Whoa. When was the last time you wore that?
It's been a minute. And you got me this one too. For my birthday, I think. Yeah.
That one's a fresh looking one.
I could wear it tonight. I don't wear a lot of these. A lot of these I should be wearing all the time. So here's the infamous In-N-Out burger
shirt.
So
how about we make a pile of the ones that you should wear soon?
Okay. We could do that. And this is my friend Nathaniel's podcast, Losco Projects. He's got his own skateboarding podcast. Shout out to Nathaniel. Losco Projects. Go check that out.
Can I pull this one?
Yeah, you could display that.
This one... is a Pennywise kind of one. It says Festival and Funhouse, the Dairy Canal Days.
I mean, how cool is that?
I mean, dude, I haven't seen this one.
I must have worn it.
Pennywise?
Have I?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
That's a good one.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one too. Shout out to Craig. Craig got this one for me. I guess they had a special pop-up, It pop-up in Hollywood. So I got this as well as the poster up on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Pennywise, okay?
Shout out to our boy Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah, Pennywise.
Not the band, the Clown.
And this is our friend Infinity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I wear my purple one all the time
from
Infinity.
So check out Infinity Clothing, okay?
Yeah. I wear my purple one.
Yeah, this
all the
is
time.
A long sleeve. And then this is the Hawaiian shirt. This used to be David Cho's. I think I got it from him. Yeah, it used to be David
Put
Cho's.
It in glass and hang it on a wall.
Yeah, but I have a Pringles, how to make a Pringles fleshlight video on my YouTube channel, and I wore this during the Pringles fleshlight, how to make a Pringles fleshlight.
You did that?
Out of a Pringles can.
You
did
that?
In this shirt. So check that out on my YouTube channel. Ooh, this is... I made this one too. This is a Lil Ray one I made.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, so I make my own, you know, I have paint in here. I mean, like, yeah.
You made that?
Yeah, I did the art on it. Yeah, it's permanent kind of
paint. Dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so I made this one, and what else? Ooh, this is the one. Oh, let me get this one. I mean, this is cool.
So if you want to see the rest of Steve's shirts,
Devo,
then check out patreon.com/scissorbros. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get it back into the episode of Scissor Bros right now to give you a little taste.
Wait, hold up. Can I explain this last shirt?
Yeah, of course.
So I love growing up with Devo. My brother had a Devo vinyl, and I remember Whip It and Oh No, We're Devo. Like, yeah. The songs like Peekaboo. So I saw this, and I'm like, oh, I want a Devo shirt. And we'll end it with that, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get back into this episode of Scissor Bros.
And we hope you enjoyed that. Yeah. Like we said, the rest of it is on Patreon. It goes for quite a while. But
yes,
anyway.
Yes, yes. So you're not too familiar with the whole ASMR world, are you?
No.
There is a world out there with all ASMR.
At first, I thought it stood for ass to mouth, really?
I think it stands for, like,
Auto-symmetrical masturbation retaliation.
No. Auto-sensation.
Auto-self-mutilation rehabilitation.
Meditational relaxation.
Are you sure that's right?
I think something like that.
Or is it audio-sexual medical rebellion?
Either way, it's definitely relaxing, and since we're doing a camp soon, I would like to do a cabin exercise where me and you have, like, we could do ASMR sessions for all our cabin mates on our bunk beds or whatnot.
Yeah, we are staying in barracks.
Like legit, like real, like army barracks.
As far as I know.
Like Full Metal Jacket, like army barracks.
Well, I
like where it's like punk here. Punk.
I hope we don't get hit with soap like in Full Metal Jacket. That's when I think of camp and barracks, I don't think of Full Metal Jacket.
Well, you have to give them more context. So one of the characters in Full Metal Jacket, they called Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
And he was like the big, kind of uncoordinated, goofy, like, one that wasn't competent as a soldier.
Yeah.
So what happened is the Marine sergeant.
The drill sergeant.
The drill sergeant. Yeah. Caught a jelly donut in Gomer Pyle's footlocker.
Yeah.
And so in order to punish Gomer Pyle, what the drill sergeant did was he punished the rest of them. So they had to do push-ups. And then while he ate his donut, so anytime Gomer Pyle would fuck up or mess up, the rest of the soldiers would have to pay. So the resentment grew and anger grew towards Gomer Pyle. And so one night when everyone was sleeping, they wrapped the bed covers like they mummied his body, and they put soap in like socks or pillowcases. And every single one of the soldiers hit Gomer Pyle while he was kind of paralyzed there. I felt bad for him. That was a hard scene to watch.
Did he die?
Yeah, dude, that's the biggest scene in the whole movie. Remember, he was in the bathroom and he had his gun.
He killed himself, right?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Okay, so sorry for that spoiler alert.
No, but that's the thing is that's what I love that movie. Stanley Kubrick, right?
Yeah,
dude, that movie was
the range good.
Yeah, just watch it just to see the drill sergeant's performance. That guy was amazing.
One of the questions on this on this film class that I took in high school was literally, what does FUBAR stand for? That was one of the questions in my high school film class.
Go ahead, answer that question.
It means effed up beyond all reason.
Effed up beyond all reason.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that is,
and FUBU stands for us by us, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that clothing?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh. that's going to bother me when I fall asleep tonight.
No, don't let it bother you.
Can we, like, go back and edit that part out? Just, oh, yeah.
And then we'll edit it right back in.
But anyway, I was going to say FUBAR was another term. They use FUBAR in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, it's a military term.
It's a military term, but I remember because I just watched it recently again. And
you rewatch a lot of movies.
I do watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Because I always.
You talk about older movies that you're like, I just saw that, and I'm like, this is not Steve's first time watching it.
Yeah, I rewatch them, like Taxi Driver, Saving Private Ryan, like Good Will Hunting, and Karate Kid. It just goes on and on and on.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
That's a great scene.
That you spoke. It's not your fault that you accidentally raised your voice.
Now, was Robin Williams a better comedian or a better actor? I'm just throwing that out there because I just saw this movie called One Hour Photo where he plays a guy named Cy in a one-hour photo lab at a Target type of market. Like Target, like a superstore type place.
Phenomenal.
Can I be honest? I think he was an exceptional actor.
I think so, too.
Exceptional.
I think so, too.
He was a good comedian as well, but I just heard from the grapevine, did he not take people's material here and there? Or is that just a rumor?
So apparently, there used to be a hotline. Where, basically, it would say, press 1 if Robin stole one of your jokes.
Then
they would pay those people. They would pay them for the joke.
Like, here's $300 or something like that.
Because what would happen was he would be improvising and his brain would be working so fast.
On stage.
On stage or on talk shows that all of a sudden he would take a one-liner
from
a comedian that he saw in the back of a club and do it on The Tonight Show. And then that joke is stunned because Robin said it. So then he would have to pay that person.
Oh, because that person, because since it's The Tonight Show.
Yeah, it's seen by millions of people.
Well, it made that person think that he was stealing from Robin Williams.
Yeah.
But what if this, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. What if a comedian just wanted to exploit that hotline and just say, yeah, he took this, he took this, he took this, and just collect money?
I think it's too love. Well, no, I mean, they'd have to prove it. You know, they'd have to prove which joke and all that.
So back then, this was probably in the 70s or 80s or something like that.
Yeah.
How would a comedian back then prove that?
From
a recording?
From an audio recording or a notebook that they wrote down in.
Right.
Because Robin probably was he's probably yeah, pay them off. I don't want to hear about this.
Right. But what I'm saying, because I'm sure there's a lot of comedians that were struggling back then and they could have used $300. They could have just bought a notebook at the local whatever and then just wrote something down. And they collect the money or try to exploit them.
If you've never actually seen them before, then I think it's people.
People at the Comedy Store or something. Okay, it can't be like a random Joe Blow off the street saying, hey, you took this joke or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So you didn't answer the question, was he a better comedian or a better actor? I thought he was a better actor.
Well, that's hard to say because when you're doing act outs like him on stage as a comedian, you're kind of being an actor, so it's kind of hard.
Mrs. Doubtfire, dude, that's
I
one.
Know,
do you remember him in Mrs. Doubtfire? I mean, that was a different kind of role as well.
Hello!
Why did you do that?
Let's get to the challenge.
Why are you breaking it?
Sorry, it's the end of the episode. We have a challenge. We gotta get to it.
Please don't do that again. Why did you do that? Don't do that again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, now we're gonna cut to the challenge.
Well, thank We hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
We hope you guys enjoyed it.
Obviously, it's a very different episode, but we think we're going to really like this challenge. We did a challenge on location that we think you guys are going to be really into. We love you. Make sure you're commenting, liking, and subscribing.
Yeah, we hope to see you guys
stay tuned for the
local Sister Brothers Live.
Welcome to the ping pong challenge.
We're gonna be playing ping pong in the best of 2 out of 3.
Games to 11.
The punishment is.
Here's the punishment from the ping pong challenge. It's something based on fear. Steve has been dodging me a little bit, and by a little bit for months, whether or not he'll do my stand-up on the spot show. So if I win, if I beat him 2 out of 3 games, he's going to do my next stand-up on the spot.
And if I win, Jeremiah's going to have to drop into a quarter pipe skateboarding ramp or a mini ramp. See you soon.
Okay, a little bit nervous, but yeah, here we go.
Okay, do you want to go first? You want to serve first? We Rochambeau to see who serves first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We don't volley?
We Rochambeau to see who serves
first. We should volley to go.
Want volley to go?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, here he goes.
I'm a little bit nervous, dude. I'm nervous to play you because you played with Bob for years.
He's sharking me, dude. You see this?
Steve, quit sharking me.
Let's go.
That was the entire drive down to the right from Huntington Beach. Oh my goodness. You're the annoying substitute teacher. Stop. Good grief. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's volley.
Yeah. Okay.
Volley for serve. Oh no. Oh no, dude. I can tell you're freaking
good. Oh, dude, you're good. Dude, you're good.
What do you mean you're good?
Oh my God. He's hitting it back. I didn't think you could hit it back. Oh my God.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, 211.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Dude, he's lying. He knows how to play.
0-1.
Son of a gun.
2-0?
Yeah.
This fucking guy lied to me. Because I saw how hard he was hitting it back.
You're good.
Oh God, he's gonna beat me, dude. You know how to play, dude! He lied to me.
What do you mean? I haven't played forever.
Dude, this is bullshit.
I have not played forever, dude.
2-2.
That was a good return on my part.
Dude, he lied to me.
I did not lie to you.
You know how to play.
I'm all right.
Oh, 3-2.
3-2. Oh. I wanted that 3-3.
Dude, I'm seriously, hold up. I have fear in me. Because now I know for real he's played before. This is fucking bullshit.
I haven't played in a long time.
No, I know, but you played in Kansas at those
3-3.
3-3.
I didn't have tables growing up. You had tables.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, you played at the fucking dive bars in Kansas.
Dive bars
yeah,
in
yeah,
Kansas?
Yeah, all the bars
really?
Where you play pool, they all have this and foosball.
3-3. Oof. Good serve. 4-3. Ah! All right.
5-3?
Yeah, 3-7-5.
Oh.
Three, six. Ah! 7-3 you. What has happened? Nope.
That's a redo.
Reserve.
That's a redo.
7-3 still.
It bounced twice. It bounced twice. It bounced twice. 9-3. It bounced twice.
It's 8-3. It's 8-3.
8-3 or 9-3?
It's 8-3.
This motherfucker lied to me. 9-3?
It's 8-3.
8-3.
Good grief.
Oh.
All right. Four. Oh, I got tangled up in my freaking
9-4.
mic wire. Dang it.
God, he's making me sweat.
No, dude, you're way up on me.
No, but I know you know how to play now.
You're way up on me,
dude. I didn't think you even knew how to hit the ball back. Motherfucker.
4-9?
Yeah. Oh shit! 5-9. Oh!
6-9.
Fuck.
Is it my serve? Or
is
yours?
Is it every...
My serve? Is what we need you guys for.
9.
My serve? Okay. 6-9. Ah! Game point.
My serve, right? Game point.
Is it my serve on game point?
Game point, my serve. That's how it works.
Yeah, it's always the other person's. 6-10. Good game.
Good game.
Oh my God.
Good game. Good game.
We have another one to play.
I know, we switch sides. Rick!
All right, sir, Ben, right? What is sir?
Dude, you play the opposite of, I mean, if you'd like to serve, that yeah, you go. Usually, yeah.
No. I want to be fair.
Go ahead. You can serve.
No.
Go ahead.
You could serve.
That's all you. It's all you.
No, you serve.
It's all you, man.
I don't want any, you know, in the comments.
No. You go. Are we good? All right. Game two. Here we go. Ah.
1-0. 1-1.
One. 1-1.
Oh shit.
2-1. How are you feeling, huh?
Not good.
Okay, great.
2-2?
Yeah, 2-2. Oh, that might
have two.
Yeah. Oh. Ah!
Ah. 4-2.
Putting some spin on it, huh? 2-5.
2-5.
Frick, man. Frick. 6-2.
6-2. 6-2.
Frick.
7-2. Oh, fuck. 8-3.
Frick! Frick!
9-3. Oh, 10-4. 10-5. My serve.
Huh? Huh?
So my serve, 10-5.
Still game point.
So he keeps doing it game point?
I believe so.
No, it's, okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Is it on game point?
I don't know, because we kept switching every increments at 5.
I think on game point, it continues to be my serve.
If it's 10-10, you guys alternate.
But it,
it's
but
10-5.
Until then.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Until
go,
then,
go,
okay,
go.
Okay. 5-10.
Oh, 10-6. God damn it, he's catching up.
6-10.
Since he really impressed me, I'm gonna announce this to you. I am still going to do a stand-up on the spot set because he really impressed me. I didn't think he would be able to hit the ball back, and he gave me a run for my money. So you actually, I won the challenge, but I still want to do a stand-up on the spot special with you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And I have to drop in now. I'm Rick.
You really impressed me. I thought, this is the thing, I didn't think you could even hit the ball back the way, you know what I mean? The way he made it seem like, I don't want to play. And I'm like, really? But then once I saw you hitting the ball back, I'm like, oh, he kind of was lowballing himself a little bit.
I think I might be able to beat you this game right now.
I'm sorry, but it was the best out of 2 out of 3, and I want to stick to the original rules. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm furious right now.
I know you are. But I told you I love you, and I want to do a stand-up on the thing.
I'll take it. So I had to drop in.
So in a way, you won.
Not really. I have to go drop in.
No, because you earned my respect.
Well, I appreciate that.
That was respect. I'm like, wow.
You won that fair and square. Love you, dude.
Give me a hug again.
Yeah.
A real one.
I'm gonna be thinking about this for a long time,
dude. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
You did good.
Rick. Well, we did it.
I have to be honest with you. That was one of the funnest episodes I've ever done.
That was really fun.
I have to be honest with you.
It
felt fresh. It felt like we're doing our first episode for the very first time.
I was laughing and crying a lot.
I was too. You're making me laugh a lot. That was really fun for me personally. Yeah. I felt like we're doing it for the first time.
Right?
It was exciting.
Yeah. It felt like fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to just keep experimenting, doing like fresh stuff like that. You know what I mean?
That was fresh.
It was fresh.
That was fresh. And it felt new. It was new.
It was new. Yeah. Now let's see if I was recording.
Oh, don't do oh, my God. Yeah.
We got it, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for tuning in.
We did? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? No, seriously, I'm asking this time. Is anyone still there? Because I don't know if I liked this ASMR episode or not. I mean, it was fun, but the main thing that pissed me off was I was about to start talking, and then Jeremiah fucking said I don't know how to whisper. What the hell, man? I could have whispered. Well, I could have loud whispered. Damn, man. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm being negative. I thought it was actually a fun change of pace, you know? Different energy, different style. And how about that ping pong showdown? Well, Jeremiah's gonna have to drop his ass in soon on a skateboard. I can't wait to fucking film that. It's gonna be a nightmare. Anywho, things are going pretty well in my life. You know, I took some Jello shots recently that had some formaldehyde in it. I was out cold for a week. Thought I just went down on a wrong hippopotamus, but turns out, just a bad Jello shot. Okay, hope you guys have a good rest of the week, And I'll see you probably in the comment section of that Stand Up on the Spot episode on Monday. All right, I gotta go get faded. Love you guys. Bye.
What are dreams? What are dreams made of?